the shuttle bus, little people from Wilkes-Barre, and how they can fit in to help you guys produce offense and win games.
In terms of, you know, Matt Cook and the ruling by the league, they look at those hits and have rules in place and deemed a pretty substantial penalty for Matt, which we're going to accept. And Matt Cook for us is a physical player. It's how we want to play the game as a team, and he's a big part of that. He's a guy who's added to us being a successful team and being that way, and he's going to continue to be a physical part of our team when he does get back in the lineup. We accept the ruling by the league. They look at all the hits. There's been ones in games against us that put some of our players out that they did rule this way, so you know they deem it, and we're going to, and Matt's going to accept it and be ready for the Chicago game.
Dan, we just talked to Sid, and he says he's continuing to get better, but he acknowledged that this whole situation kind of scared him. Has it scared you in a way to see him going through this? And was it ever diagnosed that he had two concussions, or was it just one concussion after the other hit in the Caps game?
I'm not really sure about your timeline there. He did not have, was not deemed a concussion until after the Tampa Bay game. In terms of, you know, going through this, it has been, you know, when we first got the diagnosis from the doctor as a quote-unquote mild concussion, which, you know, that's a doctor's term. This has kind of gone to a point where him having symptoms, not being symptom-free, has dragged out a little bit, and have been a situation where there's, you know, a little scary, using Sid's words, as to how he would progress. And it's good to see him back here in town. It's good to see his smiling face and know that he's doing better. And you know, that was something good for everyone to see today.
Dan, with so many high-profile players out, especially up front, does this change the way you approach the games now? Your schemes?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I didn't get to the second part of your question, which I will add to now. When we made our call up yesterday, usually we get a car service for the players to get to Wilkes-Barre here, and we couldn't do that. We had to get a larger vehicle, which is a first for me. In terms of how we want to play, in our organization, with the players that we call up, they are playing the same way, with the same words, same system, same practices, same drills. And so when we talk about our schemes and how we want to play, we're going to be using the exact same words that a lot of these guys have been using all year long. You know, we've had a lot of success in call-ups, being real comfortable and confident in how we execute, how we play, how we want to play, and the standard that we want for our team. And we've had some good success in that. Does it look the same as if Sidney Crosby, if Evgeny Malkin were on a line? No, it does not. No one's going to try to convince you that. And the challenge, and the one that our players have done a great job, is they're not trying to be Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby. They're trying to be Jordan Staal and Tyler Kennedy. And when Dustin Jeffrey gets called up, he's trying to be Dustin Jeffrey within how we play the game, of which they know and are confident in to play. So it doesn't look the same, but our attention to detail and how we want to play on both sides of the puck, offensively and defensively, is something that everyone in our organization knows, and we go out to play that way every night. Same execution, same standard level. It does look a little different. We've been good defensively. That's been accented by the fact that we've missed a goal a game without Sidney Crosby, but we're playing the same way. It just looks a little bit different.
Dan, on that note, are you looking maybe, do the guys need to go simple and score dirty a little bit more than when Sidney and Gino out there? And I don't necessarily mean the guys getting called up, but the ones that have been around, and not try to make necessarily pretty goals, because regardless of how they look, they still go through the pipes.
Yes, for sure. You know, I think we don't talk much about, or as a you and I, about, you know, how Max Talbot plays when Sid's in the lineup. we don't talk much about how Mike Rupp plays when Geno's in our lineup. They should not try to be Geno and Sid. And if we do, we'll get away from producing situations where we can be effective as a team. They need to go out, be Max Talbot, Mike Rupp, Chris Connor, the effective line that's been playing effectively for the last 15 games for us. And same thing for Jordan Staal and Tyler Kennedy. And they need to go out and be the effective line that they've been for us with or without our top players in the lineup. If we do that, we're getting situations where our team's playing the offensive zone and we can produce situations where we get scoring chances. And they're going to be, and they should be, in and around the blue paint. They're going to be maybe a little more dirty than the ones NHL on the fly like to show. But that's where we need to concentrate our game, and getting in the offensive zone, grinding teams down, getting pucks to the net with a net front presence and scoring those types of goals. That's probably how you're going to see us have success.
Dan, just to quickly, if you wouldn't mind, an update on Kunitz, number one. And secondly, Matt revealed that you've called him into his office, into your office on three different occasions to ask him why he's avoided hitting guys, and he's cited Rule 48. Can you speak to us a little bit about how he's trying to find the middle ground there between staying within the framework of the new NHL standards and how he's still trying to play his game?
Yeah. Just to clarify the situation, Matt has not been in my office just three times. I think Matt Cook has made adjustments to where he looks for hits or where he's or in time to get avoiding hits that have been in that area. You know, the players unsuspecting or blindside. He has adjusted his game and he has said that I didn't take that hit because that's one of those situations where I didn't want to be caught in hitting the player when they weren't suspecting or it was a blindside. And so I think he has adjusted that and still he's still trying to play his physical game and be that for our team, which he does very well and is a factor for us. But I do think that because of the rules and the clarification by the league with Rule 48, it has adjusted his play and other players, a player on the league. So I think, and Kunitz, I would say he's not quite day-to-day in where he's at. He's a lower body injury, and he's, I would say a 4 to 6 day time period, hopefully.
Dan, you mentioned that your guys have taken some hits where it hasn't been ruled the same way the Cook hit was ruled. Can we make the leap then that you feel maybe your team, that the league has maybe been inconsistent with its rulings, or you feel like you guys have been treated unfairly?
Nope. You can just assume that we understand the league is looking at these scenarios, looking at every hit as they have in them. And this particular situation, Matt Cook deemed his hit an illegal hit and gave him a 4-game suspension, of which we were going to accept.
And starting with tonight's game, what do you feel your team, with whoever's in the lineup, needs to accomplish in order to prepare itself for the stretch run, knowing that you're not going to have certain players available as well?
I think, the success that we've had over the past 12 games and has come from the mindset from the players that are going over the boards that this is how we're going to play and this is how we're going to have success. And it has been very good whether we've been down, up 0-0 in a game or tied in the game, that we continue to play. We need to continue to play our style of hockey. And a little bit in the last two, we've deviated from that and gotten away from that. And in the next stretch of games, I think, regardless of what the score is, what a referee's call is, if we're getting power plays or not, we need to make sure that we set the tone of how we play, how we execute, so that we can be an effective team, forcing other teams to play defense, being able to affect other teams' defensemen, and get to the offensive zone. And that really is our challenge and what we need to do. You know, we have 3 and 4 games here coming up, starting with LA tonight. Yeah, this morning I had successful surgery.